You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, Green MP Tamitha Paul's comments have made headlines across mainstream New Zealand political coverage. At a panel with the University of Canterbury Greens and Peace Action Ototahi, Paul said Ponicare did not want to see police officers everywhere, as for a lot of people it makes them feel unsafe, as well as accusing a police of waiting for homeless people to leave their spot and throwing out their belongings, which she says is a comment she received from a local MP from the Downtown Community Ministry and Salvation Army. Paul has received backlash from some politicians, including Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and opposition leader Chris Hipkins, regarding these comments. However, many believe that what Paul said has been sensationalised. I spoke to the press spokesperson for People Against Prisons Aotearoa and criminology lecturer at the University of Auckland, Dr. Amy Rakete, about Paul's comments and how she is viewing this whole situation. I started off by asking her how she is feeling about the reception of Paul's comments.
I mean, this has been really strange for us in the criminology space, because Tam doesn't seem to have said anything even controversial, let alone wrong. This is all kind of crim 101 stuff. So this like explosion of anger over her saying it is just really weird and quite hard to explain. From what we can see, literally everything she said is true.
Speaking specifically to those who are rough sleeping, as a generalization, how would you say those who are homeless view the police? Are these comments true? Are police supporting those rough sleeping?
I mean, so Tam is an electorate MP, right? Her job is to talk to people in her electorate and relay their views. That's literally what they're for. That's why they exist. And yeah, she hears that from people. I hear that from people. We know that this is that homeless people often have a problem with the police, and we've seen reported even in RNZ really recently, homeless people talking about how cops tell them that they have to move on or they're going to have their things confiscated and destroyed. We know that this is done in this country. So these kinds of claims that Tam was, you know, had an eruption or an outburst, or that she, I think she's called like ill-informed. I think Chris Hipkins called her stupid. None of that's right. This is all really well known, really well understood, and really well evidenced by, in some cases, decades of criminological science.
And is this evidence based all around New Zealand as a whole, or is it just specifically in Ponicare, or what are we seeing?
We have known for decades in this country that there is a racist disparity in how policing is administered. We've known this from the earliest days of the police, when they were the armed constabulary force and their responsibility was to carry out the wars of colonization and conquest that founded this country. We've known that since the Hun Report in the 1960s, which looked at the place of Māori in New Zealand society generally. We knew this especially with He Whaipa Anga Hou by Moana Jackson in the late 1980s, where we saw that Māori are discriminated against in every single part of the justice system. And we knew this as recently as last year, when the police co-produced the Understanding Police Delivery Report with a team of researchers, which found that there is systemic discrimination against Māori and how police operate. The police apologise to Māori every couple of years for how they've been racist to us. So the idea that Tamitha Paul is somehow out of touch or ill-informed here is absurd. She's very well-informed, because everything she said is written down in the annals of every scientific study of the justice system ever conducted in this country.
You briefly mentioned this regarding the comments that Luxon and both Hipkins made. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon specifically says Paul is in la-la land, with opposition leader Chris Hipkins saying she is ill-informed, unwise and stupid, as you just said. Addressing specifically the ill-informed and Paul being in la-la land, what are we seeing regarding the police presence in Wellington and even Aotearoa as a whole? Do both Luxon and Hipkins have a basis for these comments?
I don't think that Tam is in la-la land. I think she's just talking to poor people, right? Christopher Luxon, I don't think should really be accusing other people of being out of touch, right? This is the guy recommending the certified all-time classic anorexia lunch of a Marmite sandwich as a replacement to like a wholesome meal. So I'm not sure that he is like the most hooked in guy in the world on this issue. But look, of course, different communities have different relationships to policing. We've always known that in the land wars, white settlers living in the area controlled by the New Zealand government had a very different orientation to the armed constabulary force to that held by Māori, who were being shot and killed and robbed by the armed constabulary force. And in the present day, yes, people who live in Epsom and Remuera and whatever the rich suburbs of Wellington are, and Auckland Gully, they're going to have a different relationship to policing than poor brown people do, because We are the ones being targeted. We are the ones suffering from discrimination. We are the ones who have our lives destroyed by the effects of the justice system in this country. And it's completely fair for Tamitha to be talking about that and sharing their perspective. They have just as much a right to be heard as the small business owners and rich politicians have.
And do you believe as though these politicians have adequately engaged with Paul's comments?
If I wrote in a piece of student feedback that a student was ill-informed, unwise, stupid, or in la-la land, I wouldn't be treated as having heard them out seriously, right? So, no, I don't think so. But I also think that this isn't new. Māori have always been treated as though we are completely out of the gate and just kind of raving, angry, mad people who don't have a basis in, you know, reason and rationality. Anytime we point out how we're treated in this country, it's part of this kind of colonial gaslighting that helps keep us where we are at, helps keep us poor, helps keep us dispossessed, helps keep us concentrated in the most marginalised and exploited sectors of society. So none of this is new to us, but I would have hoped to see some more reflection on this from some of the politicians who felt like it was time for them to stick their boot in as well.
As well as this, how are you feeling about how the mainstream media has portrayed Paul's comments?
I think there are some political parties who do a lot of work through media to try to communicate their takes on things and to represent the interests of their bases. And sure, that's what political parties are for. But when we see really, really massive stories, like the fact that Tim Jago was allowed to remain the president of the ACT Party for 3 months after David Seymour was told that Tim Jago had raped children, and that story vanished after about 2 weeks. And then we see this absolute media firestorm over Tamitha Paul making comments that, frankly, would be completely in place in a Criminology 101 tutorial. It starts to seem like there is more interest in trying to collect another scalp from a young Māori woman in politics than there is in trying to really get into the issues that matter to people. Just this week, we saw an 11-year-old girl picked up by the police, misidentified, and then negligently handed over to healthcare workers so that she could be dosed with very, very powerful antipsychotics. The police tasered a guy to death in Auckland earlier this month. We have seen that the justice system in this country clearly doesn't work well and clearly harms Māori people. That, to me, is a much bigger story than a politician not being deferential enough to the police.
Under the Policing Bill 2007, New Zealand police are described as instruments to the Crown and therefore should be held to a very high standard and should be allowed to be held to account by the communities that they serve. Regarding that latter clause, are you concerned that the backlash against Paul's comments are belittling a community's abilities to criticise police responses?
I mean, we've never really had much power over the police. The Independent Police Conduct Authority has got very, very limited powers and is, you know, appointed by the state. There's very little bottom-up control over the justice system in this country. And it means that, yeah, it's always been really, really hard to speak back to these institutions. And that's why I really value the work that I've been able to do with People Against Prisons Aotearoa, because we are a democratic membership-based organisation who can take the fight to the justice system and find where, you know, wrong is being done, where inequality is being perpetrated, and where people are being made powerless, and try to build a genuinely independent working class power over these institutions, because the state just isn't going to give that power to us. It's something which has to be taken.
And what other services should be provided to work with marginalised communities, would you suggest, instead of through police forces?
Totally. And this is one of the things that I thought Tam actually did really, really well in that panel discussion, is that she didn't just kind of say, yes, the police are exceptionally racist, it's a very well-known fact in this country, and the solution is for the world to be better, which is true, but I think not a particularly detailed answer. She actually went into quite a lot of detail about this, way more than most politicians do when asked to describe what their program is. So she talked about what things the cops do now which they don't do very well. We know that cops are terrible at mental health call-outs. Last time I looked at police violence stats, about 1 in 5 taser discharges by cops is into somebody who's having a mental health crisis. That's not how I would want to be treated if I was in distress. It's not how I'd want anyone I love to be treated if they were in distress. It's what cops objectively do to mentally ill people in this country. So that is one responsibility which should be taken off of them and given to people who can work well in that situation. We know that sending mental health workers, social workers, and maybe somebody to support them if things get violent is a much more effective way of managing these crises, and it's something which we could do. Tam also talked about how kind of beat patrols just to make sure that everyone's okay and keep things kind of cool in the central city are some a kind of work that Māori wardens do and do very successfully. That is another area where there's a possibility for growth. And the weirdest thing about this whole kind of media fight is that Mark Mitchell, the Minister for Police, agreed with all of this and said, yes, the system that we currently use now for mental health call-outs doesn't work very well and it's letting people down who are in mental distress. This is a position that the Minister for Police himself appears to hold. So this kind of fury at Tam doesn't seem to have a lot to do with the actual position she was taking, which means it must be something else about her that's got all of these people so mad at her. I wonder what it could be. You know, as another different, younger, not that young anymore, Māori woman with a bunch of tattoos who's really interested in justice issues. Yeah, I've also been treated like this. So I can see why it's been so frustrating for everybody to watch this. None of the problems that we face in society now are irresolvable, right? I think that when we talk about crime, a lot of people, whether they know it or not, hold like a werewolf theory of crime, where they believe that some people in the world are just werewolves and there's nothing you can do about it. They're just going to lash out violently whenever something uncontrollable happens. Like the moon is going to be full, so there's going to be some violence. And so we've got to unleash the cops on those people. And it's nonsense. There's no such thing as werewolves. There are human beings with needs. When those needs don't get met, some of those people act in ways that harm themselves and harm others. Now, for four decades now in this country, we have dumped cash on the rich. We have gutted healthcare. We have gutted education. We have gutted employment. We have made this country into a paradise for the rich and a nightmare for the poor. We work really hard in this country every single day to make sure that people's needs don't get met. And when some of those people act in ways that are dysfunctional, we unleash the cops on them, we throw them in prison, and then we all shrug our shoulders and say, there's nothing else that we could have done. Yes, there is. We can give people the things that they need to live full, human, dignified lives, and they will be less dysfunctional. They will live more capable lives. They will be better adjusted. We will be able to live with each other. But until we start doing that, until we start giving people the things that they need, this will keep happening. And boring guys in suits carrying briefcases will keep posturing about sending the cops into poor communities, and all of us will pay the cost for that. Tam was asking for us to do something different, and she was right to do it.
That was the press spokesperson for People Against Prisons Aotearoa and criminology lecturer at the University of Auckland, Dr. Emi Rakete, about Tamatha Paul's comments about police practices in the country, the reaction they've received, and whether the reaction has been justified.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.